Salute, salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. We back in the building. You already know, man. I'm back in my chair, back at my desk, back on the mic. You know what I'm saying? I'm back talking my talk. Yeah, man, we here. Before we get started, I would like to say this podcast is brought to you by FTH Media. If you hit that media tab, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, man, hit the FTH Media tab right there. It'll take you to my other podcast. Show love, follow, subscribe, do all that good stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, we here. Today was a gym day, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good. Had to go in the gym and throw some weight around. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but the gym was good. I'm actually being consistent with the gym. I mean, so that's a good feeling. I actually went yesterday and I did a workout, you know what I mean? It was okay, but I felt like I could have went, you know, I felt like I could have had a better workout. So I say, you know, I'm going to double back tomorrow. And that made me feel good. The fact that I was like, yo, you know what? Today I ain't giving my all, so I'm going to double back tomorrow and I'm going to push myself a little more. That made me feel good because I don't mind putting the work in, you know what I'm saying, to get the results that I need. But my thing has always been consistency. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go to the gym a couple days and I'll stop for like 3 weeks, then I'll go for a day, then I'll stop for two. Like, my consistency has always been up and down. So now for the past week and a half, you know, I've been consistently going. And I'm going to keep that going on, but it just feels good when you feel like, okay, you're starting to get the, I'm starting to get the hang of this, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep y'all posted with the fitness, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep y'all posted on that. Man, yo, the Mexico government, man. They said they found some aliens, man. They had aliens. They whipped out an alien in a sneaker box. You know what I mean? Listen, man. Listen. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know that wasn't no damn alien. You know what I mean? Do they got aliens or do our government got aliens? I have no idea. Probably. You know what I'm saying? I'm not counting nothing out. I will say this, though. Stop pump faking with the aliens, man. You know what I mean? If you're going to show us, show us. If you're not, then don't. Don't even talk about it. Like, why y'all keep giving all of these, you know, all this information about aliens? Oh, we spotted them. We got them. We don't got them. We didn't spot them. All this mixed information going on. When y'all really pop out with a real alien, y'all going to be already desensitized us and we not going to care. Well, let me correct myself. I'm going to care. Because if y'all pop out with an alien, I might fucking faint. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck. Don't pop out with no alien, man. I really don't want you to pop out with no alien. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying this. Like, if y'all got them, cool. If you don't want to share that with us, then stop sharing it with us. You know what I mean? Like, you got the Mexico government popping out with fake aliens. We got all type of videos, footage coming out with people doctoring images and all that to make it look like aliens and all that. Like, y'all gonna wait till some aliens really decide to pop out and nobody's gonna think it's real. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's gonna think it's real. So chill out. Chill out. I was on Instagram and I came across this page, man. I don't even know what the page is called. I forgot what the page is called, but they're like, matter of fact, I forgot what the page is called. I don't even want to try and remember it and point y'all into the wrong direction. But this page, man, it's about like, so it's a group of, it's a group of like people that's like one video, they went like into a cave, 1500 feet down into a cave. Like, it's that type of page, them type of people. Why would you want to do that? You know what I'm saying? Why would you want to be in the middle of nowhere and go 1,500 feet down in the cave? You don't know what's down there, none of that. Why would you want to do that? Right? Then they also be, they also be crawling around in the caves, like to the point where one dude was stuck. Like, it's literally, it's no room. You will have, like, watching the video, you start to breathe heavy just watching that joint. It's one of them claustrophobic type videos where they be sliding and inching through like real tight spaces, mad deep in the cave and all that. What do you get out of that? I'm not that interested in seeing what's down there. I would never be that interested in seeing what's down there. I don't care enough to be claustrophobic and hyperventilating because I'm, 100 feet underground in a small cave, squirming, sliding on my stomach, you know what I mean? Through tight holes and shit. Like, I couldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do that. I don't know why they do it. Bro, I don't. It's just ridiculous to me. I just want to bring that up so y'all could go find that page. I forgot what it's called, but if you type in anything like deep cave diving or something in that type of ballpark, the page might pop up. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous how you could wake up in the morning and want to go 1500 feet into some cave you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know what they tie the rope around. It's a skinny ass rope. They all going down there. I'm like, y'all bugging out. Y'all bugging. I wouldn't do that for nobody. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. The other podcast, I came in and I was talking about BG being home. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I know BG, he's happy. You know, he home, he get to get back to it, whatever the case. But the internet has been cooking that man. Well done. The internet has been frying BG, man. I'm like, yo, give my man a break. You know what I'm saying? Give my man a break. My man just did 11. Like, he don't know nothing about this internet. Let that man adjust, man. Y'all gonna make BG go back. That's what y'all gonna do. Y'all gonna make BG go back. BG just out here trying to chill. Y'all are cooking this man. Y'all got this man on the grill, yo. Nothing he could do. There's nothing he could do, man. You know what I'm saying? But let that man live, man. Let that man cook. Y'all don't get back in his bag, man. Word. Y'all gonna fuck around and make BG go back, man. He gonna go upside one of you niggas' heads, man. That nigga just did 11. Like, that nigga is not fucking around with none of you niggas, man. Y'all niggas gonna go up there trying to troll or something. He gonna go upside your head. Word. But let that man live, man. You know what I'm saying? Let him get readjusted back into society, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute since he been out here, man. He don't know that the world is not the same world when he went in. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially with you niggas online, man. Y'all niggas be going crazy about any everything. You know what I'm saying? But he did put a snippet out, man. Let's get into this snippet, man. Because BG, we can't act like BG don't be talking, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into this BG snippet. Hold on, this is a snippet BG put out, man, in the studio.
Back to the money, back to the block, back on the charts, straight to the top. Me, I'm a hustler, I can't stop, won't stop. If I ain't on the road, I'm in my one-stop shop. Everywhere I go, they ask me, Jesus, where you been? You ain't been looking hard enough, I tell them, look again. I hit the sit back, fly, plan, strategize. I look in the mirror and all I see is dollar signs. I can't lie, I hit started to feel a recession. I signed my deal, but I really wasn't feeling progression. But I'm a go-getter. By all means, I'm a get it. I'm an executor. If I started, then I'm a finish.
I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with it. I'm old enough to know who BG is. You know what I'm saying? It's actually one of my favorite rappers from the South. Like, you know what I mean? I know what BG could do. So, y'all cooking him, but that man be talking. You know what I'm saying? That man is definitely one of the talkers in the South. Definitely want to hear a project from him, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope if he do drop a project, I hope he like really dive into, I hope he dive into, what he was dealing with when he was going away. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember when Boosie Remember when Boosie came home and dropped, I think it was, what, Life After Death Row, I think it was. Yeah, Life After Death Row, I think it was. But he, you know, he was talking about that pain. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about what he was going through. You know what I mean? Meek Mill, when he came home, he dropped Championships. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Gates, when he came home, he dropped that Luca Brasi 3. And you could hear, you know what I mean? You could hear what they was going through at that time. And I remember when Wayne dropped, after he was going through that situation with Birdman and not being able to drop music and all that shit. Like, he didn't, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't feel like he really dove into what he felt at the time, going through all the stuff he was going through at the time. Not being able to drop music. He was beefing with Young Thug. He was, you know, had the money situation was fucked up. Like, he didn't really dive into that. And I like when artists kind of dive in and let you know, you know, more or less how they feeling at that time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully BG come out and, well, he's out, but hopefully on his next project, he give us something, man. Give us some fire. Nas and Hit Boy, man. Yo, let's give it up for Nas, man. You know, Nas is out here rapping like Nas actually, you know what Nas is doing, man? For real, Nas is doing what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Nas is a hip-hop head. Nas came out in 91, if I'm not mistaken. He's a hip-hop head doing exactly what he's supposed to do, you know? Because in hip-hop, man, they try to put a cap on it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you too old to rap, this and that. Don't listen to that shit, man. Because if you listen to that shit, you'll be another person who, if that was once your dream, you're just letting somebody else kill your dream. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and can't do. You know what I'm saying? If you want to rap, rap. You want to sing, sing. You want to produce, produce. You want to write, write. You want to draw, draw. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is you try and do or try and get to, go after that shit, man. Don't waste no time. Don't wait for the right time. Go get busy. You know what I mean? Learn as you go. Adjust as you go. Change shit as you go. You know what I'm saying? Nas is 50 years old, 6 albums in like 2 years. Get into it. Getting to it. Fire. It ain't putting out no bullshit music. You know what I'm saying? These dudes nowadays, man, they don't give a fuck. This shit is just a hustle to them. They don't care about the music. So Nas is doing, as somebody who cares about the music, who's engulfed in the culture, who gives a fuck about the culture, Nas is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. You know, these other dudes, they don't give a fuck about the culture. They just using this shit as a lick. Half the niggas that's rapping just started rapping. The other half is only rapping because it's a bag. You know what I mean? They man might be famous and on, so they threw them in a position. Or they might have made a little TikTok viral shit, and now they on. You know what I mean? But again, it's just a lick to them. And that's the shit that get me a little bothered with this music shit, because this shit is like a real culture. You know what I'm saying? This music shit, yeah, it's music, but it's like a real culture, man. We influence everything. Music influences everything. Hip hop influences everything, man. It influences what you drive, what you wear, how you talk. You know what I'm saying? All that. And you got a lot of motherfuckers in here that's in this game. You got real talented people who really love the culture, who really want to create. They on the sideline. And then you got these weird ass motherfuckers, for the most part, that's in the game because they're pushing, you know, that type of shit. When the real person, people on the sideline got to scrounge and hustle up to try and get a look or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But you got, you know, John Ray, Michael Bob, that just did a bullshit fucking TikTok, and he on now. Or you got the other dude who, oh, such and such is my man, so I'm on now. But I don't give a fuck about rap. Well, oh, I bet. Yo, how long you been rapping? A week. Fuck out of here, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We got to do better. We got to do better, man. But Nas and Hit-Boy, man, salute to y'all, man. Nas been doing his thing, man. Listen, Nas, AZ, what are we doing? What are we doing, man? Can we get to it? This is the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, man. A Nas and AZ joint album, no features, would be fire. I need that. I need that. What are they doing? Like, come on, man. You two niggas know every time y'all do a song together, it's fire. Why won't y'all just give the album? Why won't y'all just give us an album, man? For real. Why won't y'all just give the people an album? You know what I mean? Nas and AZ not doing a joint album together is like Nike not jumping in the vault and releasing ill retros. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, well, my nigga, we got the J's. We see it. All right, cool. Another color. All right, yo. But y'all Nike, y'all got a hell of a vault. You know what I'm saying? Nas and AZ not dropping the album together is like Nike not digging in the vault. We need the album, man. Please. We need the album. As hip-hop fans, and you know what's crazy? They still got some time. Y'all still got some time. Y'all still got some time. This is the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, man. Y'all got a good 4 months, man. 3 months. Y'all got a good 3 months, man. Like 3.5 months. Drop the album, man. Come on, man. Give us like 10 songs. Just give us like 10 songs. No features. Just no features. Just Nas and AZ. Oh, man. I might come on this joint and play every song. You know what I'm saying? Every song. And speaking of playing every song and songs and things like that, man. I'm thinking about giving y'all a verse, man, or Rick's pick, man. You know what I'm saying? I've done those in some previous episodes and all that, but I'm just trying to make sure I get the right information on how to play the music. You know what I'm saying? I might come in here and give y'all a verse and a hook. You know what I'm saying? A Rick's pick, a recommendation. You know what I'm saying? It might be a song you heard. It might be a song you haven't heard. It might be from a signed popping rapper, or it might be from an unsigned rapper. I don't know, but Rick's pick should be back next episode, man. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. I got a couple people that's going to let me know about, you know, how I could play music. Because I be listening to some people podcasts I listen to. They play the whole song all throughout the podcast. They be on them joints jamming. I'm like, yo, what? Nigga, is you getting flagged? Is you getting, like, you know what I mean? Is your shit good with you playing this much music? I know you could play some little clips and things like that, but some niggas be OD'd. I'm like, yo, that made me like, yo, should I bring the Rick's picks back? Rick's picks got to come back, man. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know what type of time I'll be on, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I think that's about it, man. I think that's about it. Oh, I listened to that Rod Wave album. Rod Wave. I like Rod Wave, man. A lot of people feel like he's depressing and things like that. But you know, you can't really knock that man for rapping what he wanna rap about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a choice, everybody has their thing. And he be putting that shit together, man. You know what I'm saying? So that album was dope. I like when people is creatives, man. I like when people can write and be creative and be dope. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. But, yeah, man, I think I'm going to get up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? I think that's about it. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, the RetroRickPodcast@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with me. You know, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you know, hey, man, tell people about the podcast. You know, I'm an old school man. You know what I'm saying? You see the name of the podcast, the Retro Rick Podcast, man. Keyword retro. You know what I'm saying? Keyword retro. I still believe in word of mouth. You know what I'm saying? So feel free to tell somebody about the podcast. Feel free to hit the FTH Media tab. Check my other podcasts out. You know, I'm trying to build my own media brand. I'm trying to build my own community. I need the help. You know what I'm saying? So spread the word. Help me get this word out there, man. Let them know I'll be on here talking my talk. You know, Rick's pick will be back. I'm just want to see how I'm going to do it, man. I'm probably going to do like a verse and a hook. You know what I'm saying? Probably do a verse and a hook. Because, you know, it's a lot of bullshit music out here, man. You know, I want to put y'all on to some talkers, man. And even put y'all on to some people that you might not have heard of. Or some people that you might have heard of but not really listened to like that. You know what I mean? So we're going to get to that. And on that note, man, I'm out of here. Appreciate y'all for tapping in with me. Appreciate y'all for listening. I'm gone.